Okay, today's daf is Shavuos Daf Mem. Shavuos Daf Mem, and we are in Shavuos Hadayanim now, Baruch Hashem. We are in the sixth parak of Maseches Shavuos, the sixth parak out of seven prakim here as we march our way. Actually, there's the eighth parak is it's a short one, Abba Shomrim, just one daf, eight prakim. But we keep marching our way through the different types of Shavuos that Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi put together here in Maseches Shavuos. We had Shavuos Bitui, we had Shavuos Ha'edus, we had Shavuos HaPikadon, and now we have transitioned over to Shavuos HaDayanim, the Shavuos that Beis Din is Mechayev in various contexts, Shavuos Ha'edechad, Shavuos HaShomrim, and Shavuos Mod B'Miksas as comes up and will come up in these discussions. And today we'll even have a chance to talk about some overlap between some of the categories of Shavuos, which is one of the major topics in all of these. Even within each of these Shavuos, it has been mentioned that there are different categories, right? Within Shavuos Shav, we mentioned, weeks ago, right? Different types of, Shavuos. Nishba Lashana says a Yadua, Nishba on the Yadua, Nishba Le Vatal Samitzvah, Nishba Le to do something that's impossible. Within Shavuos HaShomrim, right? We'll have to get to that in the last parak, on that one daf, right? There's different categories. Shavuos Shena Bershuso, Shavuos Lo Shafti Bayad, right? Different, categories. So here we're now, at least in the Shavuos Mod B'Miksas. So says the Gemara, we'll start with a second wide line on Lamites Amud Beis. Tanan, we are about to discuss what we quoted yesterday, the machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. Rav and Shmuel, how to understand the Mishnah. The Mishnah started off by saying, by Shavuos HaDayanim, the Taina Ishtei Kesef. And the Hodah has to be at least a Sheva Pruta. So the Pashas of the Mishnah is that the claim of the Toveya has to be at least two Kesef, and the Hodah, what the Nitva has to admit to, is Sheva Pruta. But that is not simple for Shitas Rav, right? That's Shmuel's understanding. Shmuel said, Taina Atzma Ishtei Kesef, while Rav says, no, the difference in the Tainas, the Kfira has to be Shtei Kesef. When it says Taina in the Mishnah, it means Kfira Sataina. The Nitva has to deny that amount, meaning the Taina has to be Shtei Kesef plus a Pruta if the minimum for admitting is going to be a Pruta. That's the machloka between Rav and Shmuel, how to understand our Mishnah. So we're going to talk about that along with the different understandings that they have in our Mishnah. So we'll start again with the second wide line. Again, Lama Tesman base. Says the Mishnah Tanan. Shtei Kesef Yesh Li Biyadcha. What did the Mishnah say? We're going to quote all different parts of the Mishnah. Now we're just quoting right at the beginning. We're going straight. There are two Kesef. You have, the Tovea says, you have two Kesef in your hand of mine. Ein Lecha Biyadcha Pruta. I only have a Pruta. Potter is Potter. So why are you Potter in that case? He claims two kesef, two silver coins, and he says they only owe you a pruta, my taima. Why is that putter? Lav mishum de chasri la taina, v'tiyuv to the Shmuel. Isn't that a kasha and Shmuel? The reason that ptur here is because there's no kfiras hataina that is shtei kesef, and therefore the Gemara says maybe that is the reason, and therefore it's a kasha and Shmuel, and it's a riot to Rav, because this is saying that the kfira, isn't that the only reason that you can come up with, that there's going to be a ptur? And Amalecha Shmuel says no. There's a totally different reason why the Mishnah might say pater, if you claim two kesef, and you only admit a pruta. Really, you have enough taina, you have enough hodah, but there's a different reason. Amalecha Shmuel, what exactly is the person claiming when he says two kesef? Is he claiming there are two possibilities, and these are the two possibilities we're going to talk about over the next 20 lines? Is he claiming value, or is he claiming metal content? Meaning, is he claiming shovi, or is he claiming an object? If he's claiming metal content, so then silver and gold and copper, so all of those are not connected to each other. That's what we might call a hoda'a lav mimin hataina, right? Different objects. One's being claimed, one's being admitted to. So if you say that the metal content is what's being claimed, so then we understand another reason of patur. If you say it's all value that's being discussed, so then you have to get on to Rav and say that, oh, the difference, the problem is the lack of amount of kfira. So that's what's going to be the difference in Shmuel and Rav's understandings. Here we go. So, Amalecha Shmuel, mi savrish shavek tani. Do you think the Mishnah is discussing value, and therefore the only problem you'd be able to come up with is a lack of kfira sataina? It's not enough, like a riot to Rav? No, dafka tani. Right, dafka tani here means we're talking about the metal content. We're talking about the object of kesef, And therefore, mashatanu lohodolo umashahodolo lotano. And therefore, what he admitted to was not the same as what was claimed, and that's why there is a ptur. Rav and Shmuel both agree to the halacha, that ptur, but for different reasons. Says the Gemara, ihachi emaseifa. Okay, so let's go to the next line of the Mishnah. How do you understand that? Shtei kesef upruta yesh lebiyatcha. The Tovea claims shtei kesef and a pruta. Ein lecha biyadi el apruta chayiv. You owe me two kesef and a pruta, and you missed two apruta chayiv. So the Gemara says, so why is that chayiv? E amrit bishlama shave. If you say how Rav understood it, it's all about value, mishamachi chayiv, then obviously that it works. You owe me the value of two kesef and a pruta. I admit to some of that. I admit to a pruta. So it all works out well if it's all value. Ela I amrit dafka. But if you say it's dafka, I'm claiming from you two kesef and a pruta. So it's as if I'm claiming from you oranges and apples. So as if I'm claiming from you two different items. So then am I chayiv? Mashatanu lohodalo, umashahodalo lotano. If he claimed kesef and pruta, which is one item, actually I shouldn't have given that mashal because it's a little different, right? Shtei kesef and pruta, that's the item that's claimed, and he admits to a pruta, which is not shtu kesef and pruta. So you don't look at yesh bechal masayim mana. You don't look at a number of, so therefore, that shouldn't work, right? He was kofar bakol, let's say, he was kofar bakol on the shtei kesef. He was modeh bakol on the pruta. And therefore, there's no modeh b'mikzas here. And the question is, so how does Shmuel understand the seifa? Fine, the resha might be what we call dafka, but the seifa sounds like shaveh. Answers the Gemara. No, midi hu taima el l'shmuel. We're trying to understand Shmuel Shita in the Seifa, but that wouldn't be a problem. Why? Ha'amar Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel. Tanu chitim v'saurim v'hodol ha'becha mehen chayiv. Shmuel admits in a parallel type of case where you claim two things, you admit to one, so that's going to be a question. Is that modeh b'mikzas or is that kofer bakol and modeh bakol? So the question is the latter, and the answer is no. Shmuel agrees to the former. Shmuel says that's still called modeh b'mikzas. You look at the whole package. And if you look at the whole package, you don't split up in terms of what he's claiming, so that's why it would be okay. So we have a double machlokas. We have a machlokas between Rav and Shmuel, how to understand the tainus shtei kesef in the Mishnah. What does that mean? Does that just mean the claim itself or the kfiras taina, the difference in the claims? And the double machlokas is that has a ramification in terms of how to understand Mishnah. Is it dafka? Is it shaveh? Right? Is it the items themselves, the metal content, or is it the value? Good. Hachanami Mistavra says the Gemara. It also makes sense that this is true according to the that the Mishnah is dafka k'tani, meaning within shita of Shmuel. Mistavra, why? Me the k'tani seifa. Let's go to the next line of the Mishnah. Litra zav yesh li biyadcha. You have a litra, a certain amount of gold. Of mine. Ein lecha biyadi ela litra kesef, and he admits to litra kesef potter. So again, that fits in well according to Shmuel, if it's dafka, right? Because silver is less than gold. So iyam ad bishlama dafka tani, if you say it's each they're claiming items, mishum hachi potter, that's why it fits in well to Shmuel, right? That's why you're potter. He claimed gold, he admitted silver, so it's not Mashahode lo lotano. Ela I amrit shave amai pater litra tuvahave. But if you go by shave, if it's all about value, so litra tuvahave, so you should say it's included. Right? The kesef is included in the gold, and therefore you should be chayiv, according to Rav, and the way the Rav understands the Gemara. So ela, mi de seifa dafka, resha nami dafka. And since that one has to be dafka, don't we say the resha earlier also has to be dafka? And then we're back to the original question. Lemate tuv to the Rav. So then it should be a kasha on Rav in the first lines of the Mishnah, right? If you say the seifa is dafka and the resha must also be dafka, but he said that has to be shaveh. So amalecha Rav, no, kula mas islan shaveh. Really, the whole Mishnah is about shaveh. As we said earlier in the first part of the Mishnah, you have a problem with the last line. This last line is different. The litrazav shiny. Litrazav, that type of case is different. That has to be dafka. What does that mean? Rashi on the bottom. Litrazav shiny, litrazav shiny, tekiva deta no mishkal. Right? Since he said litra, which is weight. Right? So a weight of. So then for sure, he's claiming weight. He's claiming vadai dafka k'tani. That for sure has to be dafka. Right? Because that's the claim. Aval, kol matbeos to masnisa and shavikamer. But the earlier case of the Mishnah were all about value. Shederach matbeo lasoso damim l'chol dvarim. So Rav would say, I think the whole Mishnah is about shaved. This last line has to be dafka. Right? It has to be about the metal content. Teda. And I'll prove to you, Rav says again, that the earlier part of the Mishnah has to be about Shaveh. Teda, Dekatani Seifa, Diner Zav Yeshli Biyadcha. The next case, we're talking about all these different cases in the Mishnah. Diner Zav Yeshli Biyadcha. Somebody says, I have a Diner of Zav in here. Ein Lecha Biyadi, a Diner Kesef, Itshrisis, Upuntion, Upruta, Chayiv. So look at that case. He claims Zav, and he missed the Kesef, and he's Chayiv in that case, says Rav. So how do you understand that unless it's Shaveh? Shahakol Min Matbeya Achaseid. It's all money. Money is money. So therefore, Rav says, so that line of the Mishnah fits in better if you say it's all about value. Because the Mishnah is saying, all of these coins are just about the value of money. But according to you, Shmuel, who say the Mishnah is Dafka, so what about that case? Amai Chayiv, why would you be a Chayiv in that case? So Amar Belazar, Belazar answers for Shmuel, Bishatano Bedinar Matveos. Because the claim in that case is where he's claiming coins. Matveos. Just like you, Rav, had an exception. You said, oh, litra has to be dafka, even though the rest of the Mishnah is about shaveh. I'll say, this line is about shaveh, even though the rest of the Mishnah is about dafka. Here you're claiming coins. So coins are coins. Big coins, little coins, gold coins, silver coins. And the chiddush of the Mishnah is that even a pruta is called a coin. The Ritva says, even though sometimes it gets rubbed out, it's the least used coin, or least used for a long time coin. So this is also an exception to the rule. And Deganami, Diktani Shakol Min Mabeachat. That's why Dafka emphasizes that. Just like you're saying, the Litra emphasized the uniqueness of that case. Here, the Mishnah is saying, Akol Min Mabeachat, saying that emphasizes. Virav, Shahakol Din Mabeachat. Rav would say, no, this means they all have this halachic status of a Mabeachat. But not dafka. It's not emphasizing that it's all about coins. And that's why this would be shava, unlike the rest of the Mishnah. Good. Stop there for one more line, and then we'll talk. Rabbi Elazar, lema midaseifa kishmuel metarets. Rabbi Elazar, who just gave this answer to Shmuel, from the fact that he says the seifa, explain the seifa like Shmuel. So reishanami kishmuel sfirle. Does that mean he understands the Mishnah like Shmuel? The Gemara says, "Lo, seifka dafka tani tshakol med ben be'achas risha karavo k'Shmuel." There's not, you're not forced to say one or the other. Okay, a couple of points: one specific and one general. The Ritva here discusses, right? We're talking about the rules of Taina and Kfira. The Ritva says, "What happens if the Tfiya is one type of category of monetary obligation, and the hodah is a different type?" So we were talking about different types of money and different types of weights of money. What happens if a person says, you borrowed $100 and you owe me? And the answer is, I never borrowed anything from you, but I have $50 of your pikadon. You were toveya milve and you were mode pikadon. So is that masha hodah tano or not? Says the Ritva, that's good enough. Kamash v'lan, and he gets it from this Gemara. This Gemara that talks about values, he says that's all values. Kamash malon delo kaptinan agoreim. You don't focus on the ultimate cause. Kivan de sof sof masha tovo ata umasha modelo min matbeahu vehu niftar mitviaso af ladivya tovea bemin matbea. That's good enough. Lamadnu mikan sha tovea lachaver mana shel milve vehu modelo chamishim shel pikadon o mekach vachayotzebo modi bemiktas gomarhu. That's, don't be so specific in terms of looking at the why the person owes it. That's what it makes us. She'ein ha'gori ma'ale u'morid bazeh. V'chein kasad v'perek ha'shoel, v'chein da'as ha'rambam, v'ha'ramban, u'mori ha'ra'ah, v'ha'rashba. Right? So then he says, and that's what the Rambam says also. If you look at the Rambam says this in Toin V'nitan, Gimel Yudalid. Toin V'nitan, Gimel Yudalid. It's interesting. I don't know of other mesechtas that you need so many different svarim of the Rambam for the Masechta. Usually, you have a Masechta, you need a Nezikin, right? You need a Zmanim, you need something. But here, in this Masechta, you need Shvuas, right? You need Hafla, and you need Mishpatim for Toim V'Nitan. Maybe you need Shkagos too, because of all the Karbanos in the beginning. So, Baruch Hashem. And why are we emphasizing this? Because today's the Rambam's yard site. At least according to this round of Dafyomi, Chav Teves. So any Rambam that we do today should be Le'ilui Nishmaso. So the Rambam says here in Hilchas Toim V'Nitan, Gimel Yudalid, Manali Atzlecha Halva, Lo Hayad V'Rameolam. I never borrowed anything from you. Horu rabosai. My rabbis taught me, says the Rambam. Again, there's not such a common language. The Rambam usually just says what he thinks. Hor rabosai shezem meodem miktas v'yishava. Which means he knows that there's another shita out there. And that's the Ravid shita right here. The Ravid argues. But the Rambam says, my rabbim taught me, that's also meodem miktas. Shehare tanu shechayev lo mea, v'hodo shechayev lo chamishim. He claimed 100, he made it to 50. Umali nischayev lo mishum halva, o mishum pikadon, o mishum nezek. What's the difference? V'lazeh da'iti noteh. And this is what my das is noted to. The Magen Mishnah quotes that this is not mafurish anywhere in the Gemara. Magen Mishnah. Din ze lo niskar be Gemara, be biur. Av mafarshim nechluku bo, ve nitlu besugya. They connected it to a Gemara in Meseches Bal Metzia. But this is a machlokes. The Ravid here argues. He says, no. Says, v'huadin she'in bav ze miksa sataina. It's not, so it's an interesting machlokes. That could be a machlokes about how to view, all the different items involved. Halva, pikadon, v'chulu, nezek, or it's how to view modem miksas. Right? Either way, that, do you focus on the resulting money, or do you focus on the, items, the categories itself? Right? So here it's a little different. Here it's about different, items. You could have the same items, the chidushim of Ar Gemara, the same items, but what are you claiming through those items? Are you claiming the items or the value of the items? Do I want a gold coin? Do I want gold pieces? Or do I want the value of gold pieces? Right, that could be a machlokas. How do you understand the different opinions? Also, once we're on the topic of Rav and Shmuel, again, the Gemara here is making sure that every line of the Mishnah works out according to Rav or according to Shmuel. But remember, the Gemara could say, the Gemara never tries to do this, the Gemara always tries to figure it out, but the Gemara at the end of the day, if it's ever stuck with the early Amoraim, so the Gemara once in a while, Rav, Rav Yochanan, Rav Tana Upalig. Rav would be able to say his own shita. The Gemara works out every line of the Mishnah to fit in, but the Gemara ultimately could have said Rav Tana Upalig. What does that mean? Says Reb Chaim, this is a Chiddush Gadol of Reb Chaim, as quoted in Reb Elchanan in the end of Baba Basra, that technically Reb Chaim Brisker holds that Amoraim could, even later than Rav, could argue on the Amoraim, just that they wouldn't, but they could. That's his chiddush that he told Rabbi Chanan. The be'emes gam amora. This is tough. Reish lamed gimel in Kovet Shirim Baba Basra. Right. Sha'av atavar zeh sha'alti mikvod mori barabi Reb Chaim Halevi zal mibrisk. He has the kasha which we're not going to get into now. The heishiv. The be'emes gam amora yish b'kochol lachlok alatana. V'had the mosvina tiyufta mitanoi lamoroi. Hu mishum da amora eino cholek altana. He wouldn't. V'ilu yada divrei atana lo haya cholek alav. And if you would have known that the Tana said this, we're sure that he wouldn't have said it. Aval b'makam shecholik lehedya. But if he says it beferish, he knows the other one and he says it beferish. Efshar lios halacha gamoso ad kan daito. And then Rebbe Chanan adds, v'nire muchach kein b'masha nimsa b'gemara b'kama makomos sh'amr ha'amorayim al mishna zu'ein mishna. How could an Amora just say, oh, that mishna is not authoritative? How can they say that? So we might have said it means that it's a mistake, it's a chesura mechsura, and they have other rise to this. Bar Abachana said, no, it comes from their power to be able to argue, right? And that is based on a, based on Reb Chaim, he quotes, he fits it into some other, Rishonim also. He quotes a Shidu B'Kubetzes in the name of Rabbeinu Yonah in Baba Basra. V'yava v'ishein derech ha'morom lachlok al tanoim ha'animili b'davar shesimu osa b'mishna o b'braisa. Where it's specific. Right, he quotes other rayas to this as well. Aval meimer nemar das atzvo shalatana shamra nefiza nimsa chilik. He quotes the difference maybe between the mishnah and the brisa and the meimra v'chulu. That is not the accepted what most people think. The Chazon Ish for sure screams about this and says chas v'shalom. The Chazon Ish yilchus mamrim where the Rambam says bezdin shagazru gzera oh his kino takana. The Rambam there discusses when is a later bezdin allowed to argue on an earlier bezdin. So says the Rambam, if it's a halacha that's learned out from one of the midrash hatorah nedreshes bahen, so a later bezdin is allowed to argue. Doesn't mean a later bezdin today. It means a later bezdin in Chazal. A later bezdin during the time that they would still darshin the Torah. So the later bezdin, v'yaman acharein bezdin acher, v'nira lo tam acher l'storos adin, arayz esoser v'don, k'vima sh'nira b'einav, sh'nira lo shofan ha-shayyib, yamim ha-heim, ena tachay l'alechaz el acher bezdin sh'bedorecha. That is the Rambam. So the Kesef Mishnah, this is what Reb Chaim is based on partially. The question is, what does the Kesef Mishnah mean? The Kesef Mishnah, right here, at the beginning of Hilchas Mamrim Perek Beis, asks if that's true, that a later bezdin could always argue on an earlier bezdin, so why don't our moral argue on Tanoim? Why does every daf in Shas, like this daf, right? Oh, how could Rav say this? How could Shmuel say this? This is against the Mishnah. It's against the line of the Mishnah. V'im tomer im kein. Now, Milo pligi amaraya tanoi. To b'chol duchta makshin la mora mi mastisa no mi brisa. V'tzorach lomer anada hamri ki haitana. V'im lo yomar kein kashale. V'divrei Rabbeinu harishus nesuna lohem lachlok al divrei atanoim. Right? They can argue. And then here's the line to figure out what it means. V'ef shalomar. Shemiyom chasimas ha-mishnah kimu v'kiblu. Shedoras ha-achronim lo yachlu ku ala rishonim. From the time of the chasimas ha-mishnah, they accepted not to argue on the rishonim, on the tanoim. V'chein asu gam b'chasimas ha-talmud. Shemiyom shenechtam lo nitan l'rishus l'shum adam lachlok alav. The rishus was not given. That's a little more explicit. Rishus was not given. So does that mean Rishus could have been given, but it wasn't given? Or are you just focusing on the first line? That's what Reb Chaim focuses on, that they wouldn't, but not that they couldn't. But the Chazon says, no, they wouldn't because they realized they wouldn't be mechaving to the MS as well as the Tanoim, and that's why they couldn't. Because if you're on a different level of MS, so then you wouldn't be able to get there, so then you wouldn't be able to argue. Okay, it's a major topic. The Chasimas HaMishnah, the Ksivas HaTalmud, what was that considered in the stage of the Mesorah? Is that a significant stage of the Mesorah? Right, we discussed this back in Sanhedrin, when we discussed the Gemara that the world is going to be 6,000 years long, 2,000, 2,000, 2,000, and the Achronim discussed, did anything significant happen at the year 4,000? 2,000 was Avram Avinu. What about 4,000? So Rashi there says, no, well, maybe you just say, that's when Yemos HaMashiach starts. Torah didn't end. And the Maharsha and the Torah Tamima both say, no, 4,000, something significant happened. Torah ended. What do you mean Torah ended? The Yesodos of Torah ended. Mishnah. Just about that time the Mishnah was formulated, and therefore the Yesodos of everything in Torah are in from the times of the Tanaim. The Chazon Ish writes that everything since the Mishnah is all application. It's all applying the Yesodos that we already come up with in the Mishnah, and that's what it means, 2,000 years of Torah, and then 2,000 years of Yemos HaMashiach. So we discussed that a little more at length a couple months ago, but now we continue with the Gemara now. Tashma. So we're back again discussing Rav and Shmuel, the double machlokas, right? Whether the Kfira or the Taina has to be 2 Kesef, and as a result of that, the machlokas had to understand most of the Mishnah. Is it dafka? Is it shava? Is it about items or is it about value? And with the exceptions to in the Mishnah, as each of them acknowledged. Tashma, dinar zahav zahuv li biyadcha, a golden minted coin is in your hands. Right, the Tovea says you have a golden minted coin. Ein lecha biyadi ela dinar kasef chayiv. Right, so he had asked for a golden minted. He missed a dinar kasef. So that case is chayiv. So says the Gemara, Taima to Amalei Zahav Zahuv. So why does it emphasize a Zahav Zahuv? So maybe the only reason that he say Chayiv here is because of Zahav Zahuv. Hastama, but if you would have just asked for Zahav, so then Shavik Amalei, we would have understood that it's just value. Zahav Zahuv is something fancy. So he's asking for Zahav Zahuv. But if you would have asked for stama, so then shavek amar la, and therefore you would be chayiv in that case. Zahav zahuv. So why would you be chayiv? Because Rav says, because it's shavek, it's all about value. Right, according to, right, that not because it is the items, like the Mishnah that talks about, the Mishnah that, which is about stama, that's a right, it would be shavek and not about dafka. Right, this type of brisa is about dafka, because it says dinar zahav zahuv. Right, but other cases of stam lechor would be shaveh. Answer: No, Amar Avashi Hachi Kamar Kol Omer Diner Zav Kol Omer Diner Zav Zav Dami. The Mishnah is just saying that the Brisa is just saying that that fancy lashon is just like a stam lashon, and therefore it could all be about the items itself anyway. Tani Rabbi Chia Lisiue LeRav, and now we have a Brisa supporting Rav, and now we're going back to the original machlokas Vataina and Kfira to support Rav because that was the original with the difference in the Mishnah. Sela li biyadcha, en lecha biyadi ela sela, chaser beis kesef, chayef. You owe me a sela? No, I only owe you a sela, less 2 kesef. So that's chayef. Chaser ma'a, pater. Why? Because we think that the kfira is not big enough there, and therefore that brisa is a raya to Rav. Adkan, the discussion of the taina and the kfira. Now we're going to branch out and talk about general Shavuos issues, and do these rules that appear in the Mishnah here for Shavuos HaPikadon, for Shavuos HaDayanim, for Moed VaMikzas, do they apply to the other shvuos as well? So here we go. Amar of Nachman Rav Yitzchak Amar Shmuel. Lo shanu. When do we say that you need a taina of two kesef? Lo shanu ela b'tainas milve v'hodas love. By alone a milve case. Or we might say a modu v'nixas case. Anytime that I'm claiming from you and you're admitting where it's just us. There's Toveya and Nitva. That's where you need two kesef, because there the whole discussion is flowing from the Tfiya and from the Hoda'ah, and therefore there are minimum amounts that are required. Avotainas milve vahados eid echad. But what if I have an eid echad on my side, right? One of the other three Shua Daraises that Bezdin is Machayev, Afilo Lotano Ela Bepruta Chayev. Right? Less amount. Even a pruta is going to be chayev. Why? My time, dechziv. Lo yakum eid echad be'ish, l'chal avon u'l'chal chatas. Right? Famous drasha. An eid echad can't get up against a person to testify about a sin that he did. Right? To be mechayev him malchus, to be mechayev him a karbon. One eid is not good enough. And we darshan. L'chal avon u'l'chal chatas u'de'ino kam. He can't do that. Av'al kamul l'shvua. But an Eid Echad is able to be Mechayev a Shvua. And if Eid Echad is Mechayev a Shvua, so the Gemara says we parallel that. This is a very crucial Lashon. Right? You might not take it so literally, but if you take it literally, it's definitely at least sending us a message. V'tanya, kol makom sheshnayim Mechayev en oso mamon, Eid Echad Mechayev o Shvua. And once you know an Eid Echad is Mechayev Shvua, so you compare that to when two Eidim are Mechayev mamon. Two Eidim are Mechayev mamon, one is Mechayev Shvua. And just like when two Eidim are Mechayev mamon, there's no minimum requirement of the taina, as long as it's a pruta. As long as the two Eidim testify about a pruta, so too the Eid Echad, as long as it's about a pruta, that is good enough. The only time you need more than that is where there's a Tove and a Nitva, right? Our case, a Moda Mixas, where if there were two Eidim, there's nothing to talk about. It doesn't matter what you're Moda to. You have to pay me, right? So if there's an Eid Echad, so then the minimum amount is less. So again, these couple of lines have a lot of Shas topics that relate to them. Let's just mention a couple of points one by one. First is the Rishonim here discuss. What about, does this Gemara prove to me anything about one of the major Yesodos in Eid Echad, and that is, does there have to be a Tfias Bari when there's a Shuas Eid Echad? What if I come to you and I say, I think you owe me $100, and I have one Eid that says, you owe him $100. Is there anything wrong with that? Right, in many of the Shuas we talk about Tainas Bari or a Tainas Shema. So that is a major Machlokas Rishonim. Whether this Gemara, so Yesha Pirshu says the Ritva. I'll read it because the Ritva is always nice and clear, Be'al Hashem, on these Gemaras. Yesha Pirshu, the Dafka Kishatovea Batainas Bari. Ava Baba Tainas Shema, but if somebody has a Tainas Shema, I'm not sure, but the Eid knows for sure. So then Pater Mishvuas HaTorah. She'ein Shvuas Eid Echad Ela Batoin Bari. Kid Amrinan Hacha, says the Ritva. Tainas Milve Vahadas Eid Echad. Right, what's the language of our Gemara here? Tainas Milve Vahadas Eid Echad. Sounds like Tainas Milve, sounds like it's a Vadai Taina. And Hadas Eid Echad, that's what combines. Volo Mikri Tainas Stam, Elabatainas Bari. Vizeh Das Haraim, Rabbeinu Ephraim Zal Tamidos Rabbeinu Afasi. So the Ritva quotes, some say Tainas Vadai, but then he quotes from the Rif and from the Ramban and from others that it is not so clear. The Ramban and the Rif, others say, no, you do not need a Tainas. You don't need a Tainas Vadai, right? The question is, so what's the Nekudas HaMachlokas there? What is that about? That's one Machlokas. We'll get to Shuas HaShomrim too. So the Primoshe in the Sefer on Shuas Mamon, can't learn Masechta Shvuos, all of these. The Shpi Moshe has a lot of the Lumdis and Chakiris related to this. Well, he discusses the general question of the Achronim. Well, how do you really look at the Shvu of an Eid Echad? Right, this relates to the other question about general. How do you look at an Eid Echad? Right, how much is an Eid Echad? Just half of a two Eidim? Is it just half of two Eidim? That's what it sounds like from our Gemara. Or is an Eid Echad a totally different Mechayef? No, an Eid Echad Shvua and two Eidim's Mamon are very different from each other. Or to say it in a different way, how much do we believe the Eid Echad? Is he really like an Eid? It's just not enough? Or does his Eidus still just represents a Suffolk? But the Torah's Chiddush is that once there's a Leidus HaSuffolk based on the Eid Echad, so you have to disprove that a Leidus HaSuffolk with a Shvua. But it's not that it is so Vadai. Not so is Vadai. Is it Eidus or not? We even call it Eidus of an Eid Echad. Right? He's Pasul. Right? You don't call it Eidus of a Goy. right? It's not Eidus. So Ubabir Machlokosim Nira. So he has 10 Afkaminas in Simen Yud here in Shuas Mamod, but the first one is our issue about do you need a Tainus Vadai from the Toveya. If an Eid Echad is really strong Birur, it's just not enough, and the Chiddush of Torah is that you need two and not just one, then who cares what the Toveya said? Right? The Eid Echad said something, and he's strong by himself. Right? The two Eidim are Neman Lagamre to be Machayev you. And Eid Echad is Neman Lagamre to be Mashbiyah you. Is that how we understand it? O Dilma, no. O Du Rak Yotzer Safek. Umach Shivas Tainas HaToveya. My Eid Echad strengthens me, and my strength is Machayev Yehoshua. Umishamachi Amrina Lenitva Shishava Kadesha Afu Yachshiv Es Ta'anaso. So again, if you say it's just being Machshiv the Tain of the Toveya, so if the Toveya doesn't have a Tain, is Bari, nothing to talk about. Pater. But if you say no, the Eid Echad stands alone. He's not just strengthening the Toveya, he is believed. He's believed Lagabe Shvua. So then you would say that even if there's a Tain of the Toveya, it doesn't matter. What if two Eidim come to court and say Reuven or Shimon Mani? So who cares if Shimon says, oh yeah, I forgot. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. The two Eidim, the two Eidim, and therefore it would work. That's one. What if many different Nafkaminas here, we're not going to go through all of them. What about an Eid Echad against a Chazakah? Right? What happens if one Eid comes and says that this Shtar is paid up, but it's B'toch Zmano? B'toch Zmano. It's 2 weeks until the loan is due. The Shulchan Aruch discusses the Simen Pei Dalid, Sif Hei. So one eid says it's paid up. So if two eidim came and say that this debt is paid up, they would be believed, even though there's a chazaka that people don't pay within the time. Ein adam chazaka, ein adam poreh b'toch zmano. So if there are two eidim, the two eidim beat the chazaka. What about one eid? What if one eid says, ein adam poreh b'toch zmano? Is there a shvuas eid echa there? So the Shulchan Aruch says, eid echa made b'shtar shu parua, lo yifra ela b'shvua, ma beb b'medra mamurim kisha avar zmano, aval mutoch zmano, nifra shelo b'shvua. Ella imkain toina lo ve yishavali. So Shulchan Aruch says, Eid Echad is not neman against the chazaka of Ein Adam Pareah betoch zmano. And the Ksos says, what do you mean? The Ksos asks from our Gemara. Kol makam sheshnayim mechayvin mamon Eid Echad mechayiv shvua. So here, the two Eidim, shkivet deshnayim nemanim lomar ashtar betoch zmano shu parua. Lama lo yuchal Eid Echad lo betoch zmano shu parua. Right? That's the Ksos's kasha, based on our parallel. And what is the Ksos answer? Kiva de Medina lo shayach shvua gabe shtar tahavile shibud karka ve'od shehu litol ela ketshuk de lahafiz daito mishemachim b'toch zmanu hikilu. Doesn't say something fundamental. He's saying technical answers, meaning he really believes in the connection between shvuas eid echad and shvuas two eidim. There's a reason why. What could the Tosa said? Shvuas eid echad is not really like two eidim. Don't compare them so much, even though the language of our Gemara compares them. But again, this is a second Afkamina of many. Again, the discussion in our Gemara, the Ritva, the Rambam, about Tainus Bari or Tainus Shema, and the second Afkamina about an Eid Echad Neged Chazaka. There are many, but we'll leave it at those two. The general, what about is the person Hochsa Kafran, if he is proven wrong by an Eid Echad? Right, that's another. If somebody's Hochsa Kafran, if there are two Eidim. Right, we had this, remember, a couple of days ago, where somebody says, oh, you lent me money here. He's like, I never walked by here. And the two Eidim say he walked by there. Right, he went to the bathroom right next to this place. So is that Hochsa Kafron, or do we say, that was, we had a couple of dafim ago. But either way, this is important. Just one to end this discussion with one final language of the Rambam. The Rambam says, in Hilchos Eidus, again, formulations are just as important in this type of sugya as halacha, right? Like our Gemara, kol makom, right? That's an important formulation, even if it's not the halacha. So the Rambam says in Hilchos Eidus, Perek Hey Halacha Gimel, kol makom she eid echad moel beisha moel isha upasol kein meidim. Whatever an eid echad is trusted, an isha and apostle are also chutz me eid echad shel shvua. She'ein mechayv in shvua ella be'edus eid kasher ha'ra'uy lehitztarev im acher. V'yischayv ze ha'nishba al piv mamon. When is an eid echad kosher l'shvua? If he's a kosher eid echad, that could be mitztarev with someone else. Al pishnayim eidim o shlosh lo eidim la'aso shlosh ha'kishnayim ma'shtayim eidim se'echad gov apasol av shlosh ha'vodin l'me'ev ha'chulu. So, again, that Rambam is, an eid echad is kosher because he is mitztarev to be with combined with other Edom. Again, important Lashonas. One other point, and then we'll continue, and that is also a discussion in the Rishonim here. What about Shvuas HaShomrim? Right, we just discussed. Our Mishnah is about Modi Mixas. Do you need the Taina and the Kfira? Is there a minimum amount? So we said Modi Mixas has a minimum amount. Our Gemara here says Eid Echad has no minimum amount. What about the third category? What about Shvuas HaShomrim? Right, you have my item that you're watching, and I claim a certain amount, and you admit to a lesser amount. You're holding three watches of mine, and I say no, only one. So is there these Hatayna Shtei Kesef and Hodosh of Pruta? So that it's also Machlokas in the Chachmi Svarad here, Machlokas Rishon, and Machlokas Ramam and the Ramban, and the Rashba. Right, it's a big discussion, here as well, which we're not going to read for the moment. Okay, let's continue. Amar of Nachman, Amar Shmuel. So we alluded to this already on the bottom of the previous Amud, right? So we're quoting it again. Right? If somebody claims wheat and barley and they admit to one of them, so is that Modu Mixas? Meaning, how else can we look at this? I claim wheat and barley and you admit to barley. So you might say that's Modu Mixas. You might say no. I claimed wheat and you denied wheat totally. That's Kofar Bakol. I claim barley, you admitted to barley. So that's Modu Bakol. That's not Modu Mixas. So how do you look at claims? So that's a machlokes amoraim. Shmuel says, that case you're chayef. Amalor Rabbi Yitzchak, yaisher. V'chein amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yitzchak and Rabbi Yochanan both agree. Shkoyach, right? Shmuel holds, that's a case of modem mixas. Says the Gemara Mechal, de palagalei reish lakish. If they're making a big deal about this, if Rabbi Yitzchak and Rabbi Yochanan, or Rabbi Yitzchak quoted Rabbi Yochanan, is that emphasizing that Reish Lakish argues? As we know, Reish Lakish often argues with Rabbi Yochanan. So the Gemara says, no, lav dafka, ika da amri misha havi shahilei v'shasiglei. Maybe the Rabbi Yochanan was giving shir, and as Rashi explains here, towards the bottom, Reish Lakish usually let Rabbi Yochanan finish his shir. Even though he had what to say about the shear, he didn't want to interrupt him in the middle, so he waited to the end, and then he was able to ask his kasha, b'metzia. But maybe this mesora that was given, that Rabbi Yochanan said it, they didn't mention about Reish Lakish because they didn't know, right? He was quiet, then he left. They left before he gave his argument afterwards. See Rashi, first white line at the bottom. Kach hayadakla shal Reish Lakish. Kshei Rabbi Yochanan omer davar b'beis ha-medrash. Hayashoem ilahashiv ad sheyigmar Rabbi Yochanan kol tzarcho. V'chol tam dvar. V'achar kach hayachokrikolav. U'betol kach yatzar Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak, who quoted this from Rabbi Yochanan, left the beis ha-medrash. He didn't hear. He didn't know what Rabbi Yitzchak was going to argue on. So it's not a riot that Rabbi Yitzchak argues. He just left the shir early. Ika damri or mishta vishasile vishasikle. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yitzchak was in the middle taking a drink. That's why he didn't argue. And then Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yitzchak left, and therefore he doesn't know. Either way, Lamaisi didn't know, but he was drinking. So our brisa, the language of the Gemara is mishta avishasikle. Shasile v'shasikle. Look at Rashi. He adds in a couple of words. Igadami mishta v'shasir Reish Lakish maya. First of all, he adds in maya. He adds in water, and he says bebei medrasha. You allowed to drink of the base medrash, right? Rashi dafka says bebei medrash. So the Sharam Sanah Balacha, as you might have guessed, has a discussion of this. His type of topic to come up with these details of the Gemara, but bringing them, opening up our eyes. So you see from here, they were Yitzchak was drinking. They asked, Kasha, Ech Shasar, Rabbi Yitzchak, Abbeis HaMedrush, Hachalo, Yachol, Latzeis, Lachutz, Olelech, Labeiso. Right? Says the Rashbash, he quotes, Reish Lakish did this, because of Bittel, Abbeis HaMedrush. Right? Shema Yitzchak, Yitzchak, Lachutz, Shema Yomer, Rabbi Yochanan, Dvar Halacha, Velo Yishma'ena. Right? He won't hear it. V'had the Hivzim, David Torah, V'shasa. He didn't wait because he needed, wanted to drink. He didn't want to lose his focus. He didn't want to go out the chulu. And therefore, he's allowed to do this. Beis HaMedrash, Beis HaKnesses, the Gemara elsewhere discusses differences in halacha between the two. What about a Beis HaKnesses al Tanai? Right, different, reasons of discussion. But again, this is Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Why do we assume that Reish Lakish would argue? So remember the famous Gemara in Bava Metzia, where Rabbi Yochanan bemoans the fact after Reish Lakish died, again, without getting back into the details of that tragic story, but after Reish Lakish died, rather trying to make Rabbi Yochanan happy again and trying to appease him, what do? They sent him the smartest guy that they could find. They sent him Rabbi Lazar. Right, who's gonna, Rabbi Lazar ben Pedas, they sent him, who's very smart, and every time Rabbi Yochanan said something, he found a brisa to support him. So he says, Omar, at kabar lakisha, Bar Lakisha, ki avi amina milsa, havi makshe le'esrin v'arba kushyusa. He asked me 24 questions. Umafrikna le'esrin v'arba piruke, and there were 24 answers. Umemela rav cheshmaitzi. V'yata amr tani desameyelecha. You tell me I have a bride that supports you. Atalo yadana deshaper kamina. I know what I'm saying is right. I don't need your askama. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shlakish, Bar Lakisha used to ask 24 kashas, and he did not have any nachas ruach from the support. But anyway, that's why Rabbi Shlakish generally argued, and that's why the Gemara had that assumption here. Period. Zlema Messiah Leviter in the Gemara further. Lema Messiah, let's try to prove, Shmuel, right? Tanuchitim, Odol Besorin, Tanuchitim Besorin, and he missed one of them, Chayef. Tanuchitim, the Odol Besorin, Pator, right? Somebody claims wheat and admits to Seorin Pator, Rabbi Gamliel Machayef. So even Rabbi Gamliel is Machayef there too. Rabbi Gamliel does not require Hoda'a Mimin Hataina. So he has an even more general, right? You have to talk about the Sfar for that. Maybe it's all about value, as we mentioned earlier. But what's the diyak time of the tanochitim odol b'sa'orin? That's when there's a machlokas. Hachitim b'sa'orin odol b'echa mehen chayiv. But for sure, if the claim is on both, and he admits to one chayiv, raya to Shmuel, where's his low? Hu adin dafilu chitim b'sa'orin ami pater. Maybe even if he would have said chitim b'sa'orin, still, the Tanakama would say pater. V'hai to kamiflagi b'chitim. So why, if he would have said pater even there, why does it say the Shita about Chitim? That's less of a Chiddush of Ptur. Lo diach ha-kochad Rabbi Gamliel. The Chiddush of Gamliel says, even if you were only towing Chitim, Pohotel Obisorin, Rabbi Gamliel says you would be Chayiv in that case. Why is that a bigger Chiddush of Chiv? So again, the Shem Sayyidina Balachi here says, when it comes to Dine Mamanis, it's more of a Chiddush to say Chayiv. When it comes to Isser V'heter, it's more of a Chiddush to say Mutter. Why? Because chayev means you're being motzi mecheskas mamon. Somebody has money, and therefore, to take that money and to be motzi it, that's a big chiddush. To say that, don't pay, okay, don't pay, potter. But to say chayev, that's being motzi mecheskas mamon, that's why it's more of a chiddush. That's what the Gemara says here. But, let's say, the Rashi we always like to quote in Beitza, the beginning of Meseches Beitza, and the Noda Bihuda there, right? Rashi says, kochot dehetera adif. Why? Because anybody can be machmir. Anybody say it's usher. If you don't do something, Shev Altas is usher. You really got to know the halacha in order to be mako and to say mutter. And that's why in Dine Mamanis, the bigger chiddush is to say chayiv. But in Isser V'Heter, the bigger chiddush is to say mutter. I'm not sure what the bigger chiddush would be in Tumah V'Tahara. Remember that Vilna Gaon, the Groin, Adaras Elio, and Shoftim says, there are three categories in Torah. There are six answers to every halacha question. Anytime you go ask a Rav a question, there are six answers that could be given. Mutter Asr, Tamei Tahar, Chayiv Pater. One of those six words. Right? So we discussed four out of six. Right? So the bigger Chiddush is to say Chayiv, the bigger Chiddush is to say Mutter. What about Tamei and Tahar? Not sure. It depends what the Chazak is. Is there a Cheskas Tum or a Cheskas Tahar here? Okay. Tashma, let's try again. Tanuchita Kalim Bekarkos. Hoda Bekalim Bekover Bekarkos. Somebody claims Kalim and Karka, as we learned in the Mishnah. And he admits to Kalim and cover Bekarkos. Bekarkos and cover Bekalim, Pater. All those cases are Pater. Why? Because Karka has a Patur Shvua. See, if either the entire Hoda is Karka or the entire Kfira is Karka, so that's going to be Pater. Hoda mixes Karka is Pater. Also, if your Moda mixes Karka, because still the entire Kfira is not good to be Mechai. The entire Hoda is about Karka, and Karka is Pater from Shvua, b'miksas kelim chayiv. The only time that it's going to be chayiv is if you have a kfira and a hodah within kelim, within the metaltalin. So the Gemara says, taima, the reason that these halachas apply, taima to kelim v'karkos, to karka la bashvuahi. The only reason that your potter is because it's kelim and karka. Ha kelim v'kelim dumya to kelim v'karkos chayiv. But if the claim was kelim and kelim, then you'd be chayiv. If you admit to some kelim and not others. That's like Tanu Chitim B'Saurim. But Zalbechamiyam. Raya to Shmuel. Answer, no, who I didn't feel Kalim V'Kalim Nami Pater. Maybe even V'Kalim V'Kalim would be Pater. V'Hadik Tani Kalim V'Karkos. What's the Chiddush? Kamash Malon. D'Chihod V'Mikzas Kalim Chayim Afala Karkos. The Chiddush is that if you min on the Kalim, you take a Shvua even on the Karka too. Based on the principle of Gilgul Shvua. If you're Chayiv Shvua A, will roll onto you Shvua B. So the Gemara says, my Kamash Malon, Zok again. What's the Chiddush? Zok again, which means Gilgul Tanina. But we learned that already Beferish in the Mishnah, Meseches Kiddushin. Zok in Asanachasem Sheish Lamachrayas, Lishava Alayhen. You stand up, literally, the property of Yesh Lamachrayas Karka to swear on them if you're already taking a Shvua on Metaltalin. Says the Gemara, you're right. Ha Iker, That's the main area. Hahi agav garan. Here is ikker because this is about shavuos. Hahi agav garan asva. There, the context is really kinyanim. So we threw that in agav grara. Again, if the Gemara has another answer, the Gemara would rather not say this type of answer. But if it doesn't have, it's saying it's just thrown in there. Derech agav. Again, Gilgal shavua is also a huge topic, right? Shavuos b. What is the real machayev of shavua b? Is the shavua b really shavua a? The Tovea is Tovea Shvua A. And then Shvua A causes Shvua B. Is that how we look at Gilgal? Or is it no? The Tovea causes Shvua A, and the Tovea causes Shvua B. Again, that's a very important question to ask in Gilgal. With, again, Nafkaminas, that would be important. Right? Is it Mikoach of the Shvua, or is it Mikoach of the Tfiyah? Right? What if the Tovea is not Tovea, the Gilgal? Would Bezdin automatically do it? Right? Is that Nizgalgel from the Shvua, or is it Nizgalgel from the Tviya? Right? Do we say Mitoch She'eno Yacholi Shava Mishalim on the Gilgal? Right? That's a function of the Tviya. Would we say that? Right? There's a lot of different, discussions about Gilgal, but again, that is generally a Kiddushin topic, but again, it comes up in a few places. But that is all Shmuel. Shmuel holds, Tanuchidim Asorim, Behotelo Be'echanahem, Chayef. Reb Chiya bar Abba Amar Yochanan, the opposite. Tanuchidim Asorim, Behotelo Be'echanahem, and Potter. Potter. V'ham Reb Yisrael, Yaisha, V'chanim Reb Yochanan. One second, Reb Yochanan said Chayef. Right? So, Amorai, Neinov, Alibad Reb Yochanan. So Machlokas, later Amoram, what Rabbi Yochanan said. And now, the two rayas that we just brought to Shmuel before, we're going to ask us kashas on Rabbi Yochanan. Good. Same Shakla Vataria. Tashma. Tanuchitim vahodol besorin, pater vahodol bechayef. Taima, the Tanuchitim vahodol besorin. Hachitim besorin vahodol bechamein chayef. Right? It sounds like if it would have been both, you'd be chayef. Kasha. Gemara said, no, who had the Nafiluchitim besorin ami pater? Vahai, the Tani hachilo diacha, kochod Rabbi Gamliel. Right, so instead, beforehand we asked it as a raya and a disproof. This was a kasha and a teretz, and the following as well. Toshma, tano kelim v'karkos, hodu v'kelim v'kaver v'karkos, v'karkos v'kaver v'kelim patur, hodu mixas karka patur, v'mixas kelim chayiv. The only time you're chayiv is if you have hoda and a kfir on the kelim. Time at the kelim v'karkos, to karka lav bas shvuahi. The reason is, that you are putter is because there's karka involved. Ha kelim ve kelim dumi de kelim ve karkos chayev. But if it would be about kelim and kelim, then you would be chayev. Again, kasha on Rabbi Yochanan. Hu adin da filu kelim ve kelim nami putter. No, it's true. Va kamashlan de hodim mixas kelim chayev af al karkos. My kamashlan zoka kin tanina. Zoka nizag vechazem sheish lomach reis li shav alayin. Ha ikir ha yagav grara nasva. Same shakla vetaria as we just had. Period. So now we have a new source. Esver Rabbi Abba Bar Mama, Rabbi Fia Bar Abba, Tanu Shor, Vahodalo Bese, Se, Vahodalo Beshar, I claim an ox, you say sheep. I say sheep, you say ox. Potter. So that's, right, not me, Minataina. Tanu Beshar Vise, Vahodalo Beachamehen, Chayev, Beferish. Right, you claim two different animals, you admit to one Chayev. Raya to Shmuel, Kasha and Rabbi Yochanan, Amalei Amani Rabbi Gamliel. That's Rabbi Gamliel, who doesn't require Mimina Taina anyway. Ihachi I Rabbi Gamliel, Afilu Reisha Nami. What do you mean? That even in the Reisha, you should be Chayev, if he claimed an ox and, you know, answered a set. So it can't be Rabbi Gamliel, he would go even further. El Hamani Adzmon Hi. No, there's another Tana. Adzmon is the one that says two and one, so there's a Shita like that, but I don't have to hold that way. Velo dichuyim atchina lachana, not just pushing you off and suggesting it. El tamad arechu, the fifth Rabbi Yochanan, Hamani Admon, he really, Rabbi Yochanan says it. It is Admon. Admon says, chayiv, but I would hold putter, like other tanoim. Period. Amar of Anan, Amar Shmuel. New, so the Gemara doesn't come to a maskana. Tanu chitim, vikadam hodol besaorim. A person says, you owe me wheat, and he's about to say, you also owe me barley. But before he gets the chance to say that, he says, you owe me wheat. He says, oh, and I owe you barley. He's mowed on the barley quickly. So, was that like a trick? Because right now, he's not Chayav Yeshua. Because didn't admit what it was claimed. But maybe if he knew, maybe he did it on purpose. Maybe if he knew the Sarum was about to be claimed, and then he would have to be, he doesn't want to be Nishba. So, the Bezdin has to determine. Im Kemarim, if he was really trying to trick, then we say, you know what? It's as if he made the claim already. And therefore, you're going to have to take a shvua, chayev. But if he did it just stam, right? He wanted to admit, but Bezin does not think that he did it extra quick, on purpose. So then he would be Potter, right? The Rimi Gash here emphasizes, the definition of a Hoda'a in this context is only after a Tfiyah. That's the definition of Hoda'a. And therefore, if you have the Hoda'a before the Tfiyah, it is not going to work. And, even just one more interesting Rambam in that halacha. Again, we're at important Rambam day. The Rambam in Toin V'Nitan. Here's my Rambam. Here. The Rambam says in Gimel Yud Beis, Kurachitim Yeshli Biyadcha. Amar Lo Hein. You have wheat. I say, yeah, I do. Kur Sarim. Amar Lo Ein Lecha Biyadi Sarim. No, I don't. What's that? Right? So we said before we do it together. You owe me wheat? I do. You owe me barley? I don't. Is that moda? Is that like Tanochitim Misarim Hodlo Bechaman? Rambam says no. Those do not combine. Hareza Pater. The Ainza moda Bemikthas Ashi Yomar Lo Babasachas. Kurchitim Vekursarim Yishle Biyatcha Vayomar Lo Anitan Ein Lecha Biyadi Lekursarim Vechain Kol Kayotse Bazet. Right? And says the Magen Mishnah, is there a Gemara about this? Not Beferish. Ze Mizbarer Mitoch Adin She Iskarti B'Samach. De Mashma Dvi'inan She Yodeh V'Yichpar B'Mashetanu. Ela Shalamala Amru Shem Nira L'Dayonim Shanitan He'erim Chayiv. V'Yapadin Ze Kaz Rabbeinu Meir Alevi Shem Hodeh B'Chidim Kamarim Kodim She'otoveya Yashlan Dvarav Chayiv V'Chulu. And he says, that's what the Rambam says. He says this. He wasn't tricking anything, but you get it a little bit, the Mashmos from this Gemara. Finishing up the last section. V'yamar Rav Anan Omar Shmuel Tanu Shtei Machtin V'Hodelo Ba'achas Mehen Chayiv. If somebody claims two needles and he missed one of them, Chayiv. Needles are worth very little. L'fichach Yatzu Kelim L'Mashahein. Right, we discussed this also a couple of days ago as well. Kelim have a different status. Kelim have a status of inherent usage. Their usage is important. Therefore, even if it's less than a pruta, technically, they are still considered something significant, and therefore they would be considered a hoda and a taina. Right? Similar to, again, it's a parallel. I don't remember if I said this 7 years ago, in the previous 2 days ago, when it came up on Lamites. Birya, right? Birya might be smaller than a shear, but because it's a whole item, it's a significant item. So here, a kli, you go by its usage. Amar Rav Papa, last section. Tanu kelim upruta vode bekelim vakar bepruta. Somebody claims a kli and a pruta. And he admits on the kli, and he's covering the pruta potter. Hodeh v'pruta v'kavar v'kelem chayev. But the opposite would be chayev. Why? What does her papa hold? Chada karav v'chada k'shmuel. He holds partially like Rav, and partially like Shmuel. Chada karav, the first line, he holds like Rav, d'amar kfiras taina shtei kesef. You need a kfira, the difference between them of shtei kesef, and you don't have that, right? If you were only kofar on a pruta. Chada k'shmuel. But the second line is like Shmuel. Why? So he holds a little bit like Rav, a little bit like Shmuel. Tosfos here discusses about the psak in v'chadak Shmuel v'chein halacha. The avagat the kaimlan Rabbi Yochanan legabe Shmuel. Even though we hold like Rabbi Yochanan when he argues with Shmuel, so how do we hold like Shmuel here? Chadad the Rabbi Yochanan nami chayev alibet the chad amora. Remember, there was a machlokas what Rabbi Yochanan said. So it could be Rabbi Yochanan also said chayev. The o the kaimlan kirav Nachmin bedini. So Rav Nachman also holds that. The order of Papa, to who Basra Sfira like Shmuel. So a lot of different rules of Psak overlap here, but that is the discussion that we'll have. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Hashem, tomorrow we start with the sugya of Shvuas Hesis. Again, another area of Shvuah that has to be discussed, a different category of Shvuah. Hashem, we start with that, related to Kofar Bakol, and we'll get into other issues of Ta'aninan and Kolomer Lo Lavisi, Kolomer Lo Parati, a lot of major Shas topics coming up here in Masechah Shvuos.